Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hey, in today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about when are you actually ready to start residential real estate investing? And for anybody who has been listening to our show for a while, you probably have heard me use that old saying about investing in general, and especially for real estate investing, that a lot of existing investors use. And it's true in a way. The old saying goes like, the best time to invest in real estate was 20 years ago, and the second best time is now. But when you look at it from a financial perspective, which is, for me, I want to help people who have a good job, who make some good income. How can I help you start building this residential real estate portfolio? And with our help, you can do it out of state if you don't live in an area where you can find well-performing properties. How can you still be an investor when you're not living in such an area? Like if you're on the West Coast or East Coast or somewhere like Miami or Houston or something like that. So one thing I want to say is the point about starting has to do with mindset. And we have a mindset manual just for that, that I would encourage you to download and learn from and take the video series with it and so forth. So if you can't find it, go to idealinvestorshow.com and click on the button to book a call, and I can show you and guide you through how that works. But the other part is for yourself. If you want to determine this for yourself, you should be asking yourself, if you were to put 10% of the money that comes in from your main job and from any other source, if you have multiple gigs or side gigs or stuff like that, if you were to take 10% and put it aside, let's say for 6 months, how much money would that be? And I can guarantee you, by the way, if your point is, well, I can do this because I just barely get along with the money that I'm making, I can tell you, if we are challenging ourselves to get along and cover our costs with 90% of the money that comes in, you will see it's not that hard to do. But the point about it is not to say, okay, I want to convince you to get into a frugal lifestyle. The point is more to say, if you are challenging yourself to use 90% of the money that comes in to cover your current life expenses, you will probably challenge yourself as well to say, what do I actually spend the money on? And then when you do that and you make a list or a spreadsheet or whatever you use, you will probably find out that there are certain things that you spent money on that weren't so consciously aware in your mind, right? You might be spending money on multiple streaming services like Apple TV and Netflix and Hulu and a bunch of others. Or you may have, for example, discovered that you got a whole bunch of services, software, apps, and stuff like that, that were all initially free. But you, when you signed up, you clicked on something that said, okay, here is my credit card information or my Apple Pay information or Google Pay or anything like that. And now they are outside of the free trial period and have started deducting like $5 here, $3 here, $8.99 there. And if you look at all of them together, you will be amazed how quickly it is actually adding up to quite substantial amounts. So I'm just giving you some examples. If you not already do this and really have high awareness of where the money that you're making is actually going, if you take this challenge and actually start doing it, I guarantee you that there are a bunch of things that you can get rid of. My wife and I went through this a couple of years ago, and we were totally shocked. We just consumed the services that we paid for, but we didn't realize that there was so much overlap, right? That, like, for example, as I mentioned, we had Hulu, Flix, and some YouTube extra premium service and what have you. And we were basically paying three or four times for the same thing. And we didn't actually use it nearly as much as you would think by having that many. So that's the thing. Now, if you come to the conclusion, okay, I can make this with the 90%, then if you are making a good income, you will see that in 6 to 9 months, it is not out of the question. It's not that very hard to get to something like $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in this aside account that you put up. And that aside account should be set up in a way that the 10% of everything that comes in automatically gets pulled over there. And the reason I bring this up is mainly because if you do that, then those $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 are basically what you need to get your first property. And as you get used to using 90%, you will be able to get another property every 9 to 12 months. And so our plan to really help you build a portfolio that ultimately gets you to the point where you have enough passive income and can choose if you really want to still do a normal job, W-2 job, where you have to go to work for 8 or 9 or 10 hours a day or not. Not that you have to quit, but you have the choice. If you want to get on that journey and buy a property once a year or more, if you can, then just that simple change to live off 90% of what you're making right now will get you there. All the other details we can discuss, and I can help you and I can mentor you. So if you want to talk about that, go to idealinvestorshow.com, hit the button that says book a call, and then we get into the conversation and we can decide which exact path is the best for you, because there's obviously multiple different ways to go about it depending on what your needs are. But the first thing to ask yourself, how can I even get started, is by asking and answering the question, do I really know what all my money is spent on? And am I really efficient with my money? And if the answer is, when I look at it, I could easily save 10%, please do that. And then let's get in touch and talk about it. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.